I, like many others on the floor today, I want to thank the Senator from Boone for his work, tireless work on the budget. And I also want to thank the Senator for addressing some of my concerns with this. But at the end of the day, Mr. President, this is very likely to have a long-lasting and a devastating impact on my region. I've expressed those concerns in no uncertain terms, both publicly and privately, more so privately out of respect to the chair. All through this appropriating process, I've also expressed concerns last year when the same legislative objective was attempted in the legislative process, where the debate belongs. And I know what the arguments are, Mr. President, that we've always done it this way. That does not make it right. I've been in the legislature since 2003, and I would give you many, many instances when we were sitting on the House floor hearing, you shouldn't legislate in the budget, you shouldn't legislate in the budget, because the budget bills are not permanent. The statutes are permanent until they're enacted and changed, but a budget bill is just for that year. And the Senator from Buchanan touched on the constitutional issues with it as well. I'm deeply concerned about the level of mental health services that will be impacted in my region. What this means in my area is that children and families with mental health needs, and I know we've heard that mental health, quote unquote, is carved out. Actually, what the full story is those are community mental health centers. They are not, Mr. President, those private providers who have the college loans to show for the fact that they stuck their neck out in private practice to be able to deliver the services that we're talking about to the children in my area. So it is a fact that access will be limited. When you have managed care, there's no doubt that access will be reduced and administrative costs will be increased in some form or fashion. And it is contrary to just basic understanding. If you're going to add some other layer of bureaucracy and they're going to save money, they're going to have to do something to access or reducing the access to care. You know, we see these tragedies on the news, and they don't really seem real, perhaps, to some of us because we're not in them. They're, you know, on our television or on our YouTube or on some faraway place that we're just seeing in a news story online. But the tragedies that we see in the news, we sit back and we ask ourselves, Mr. President, what could we have done? What more could we have done? What more could we have done? And so I ask, why in the world would we want to do less? Why would we want to do less? Why would we want to reduce the access to critical care, critical mental health services for kids that, you know, they go home, they may not have a meal from the time they leave school on Friday until the time they get home on or back to school on Monday. They're not single parent homes a lot of times. They're no parent homes. If there is a parent, it's worse than if there wasn't one, perhaps. So their mental health issues, you know, how are we going to see those addressed? And when the tragedies come, when more tragedies come, I just hope that we don't sit back and say, what more could we have done? Because today, we know the answer. I'm going to be voting no. I thank you, Mr. President.